Parshas Re'ei, Re'ei Onochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Es HaBracha Shetishma'u V'Klalim Lo Sishma'u. The Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe asks, V'Hanira B'Zeh Al Pidivrei HaRambam. Alakushia Madua Nizkar B'Torah Harbei Pa'amim Yehudim Agashmiyim. Why is it so often we're talking about in the Torah, we're talking about physical, we're talking about materialistic rewards? Haloschar mitzvah b'haya al-meleka. Gemara in Kedushin and Lamitesam and Beis tells us that a schar mitzvah in this world we do not have. And mefarish techol ha-yehudim and nizkarim b'torah, lo al-derech tashlam schar mitzvah. And mefarish in explaining that whenever in the Torah it's talking about the materialistic rewards, it's not a schar mitzvah. Rak ha-kadosh baruch hu mavtichnu she-be'im nirtze leilech. B'chukosav u'mitzvosav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was promising us that if we do follow His ways, oz arubos hashamayim yariku aleinu shefa bracha. Then, the arubos, the centers, the collectors in the sky will allow it to have beautiful shefa brachos. L'manucha la'asok b'torah, in order for us to be able to be osek in the Torah, u'mitzvos b'limaniyas u'tardos. In other words, once we are being shomer Torah mitzvos, then God has creates a possibility in order for us to observe even more mitzvos. U'kemuva b'gemara shechasidim harishonim mitoch she'osu torosan keva malachton ara'in zeh v'zeh niskayimim b'yodon. And that's what it means in brachas when the chasidim, the first chasidim, they would make their Torah keva, and the malacha was ara'in. Zeb is then, both of them were able to succeed. Umulachtam na'asas al yidei acherim, and their malacha was done through others. V'chein mevuah b'yarucha b'ramba mayin sham b'lashonu hakadosh. Uvezeh navo, and therefore he says, now we will come alakas of re'ei anochi. Asher tishma'u haynu lo she'anochi nosein lachem bracha chelik schar ha-mitzvahs rak hinini nosein lachem bracha asher tishma'u. And then he goes further. The first idea is re'ei anochi, why are we talking about that you're receiving all of these gashmias? It means that you receive the gashmias in order for you to continue in doing your schar, your mitzvahs. I was once told, I mentioned this once before, a very good friend, and I truly believe this. He once came over to me and he said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you the ability to learn, the ability to do mitzvahs, and not have to work yomam v'loila, whatever business you're in, then you have to learn. If you don't learn during that zman, if you don't take advantage of the bracha that God gave you, then He will take it away. Here what we're saying is, and therefore the gashmis that you receive is not necessarily, or what the Yismach Yisrael says, the gashmis that you're receiving is not a reward, but it is almost a matana to help you continue doing in the mitzvahs. But then he says something else. Re'ei anochi asher tishma'u es habracha. What does that mean? Asher haynu lo she'anochi nosein lachem bracha chelik schar mitzvahs. It's not that the bracha is part of the schar of the mitzvah. Rak hinini nosein lachem bracha asher tishmu. I'm giving you a bracha that you will listen. Haynu shetuchlu l'shmoa es mitzvosai mitoch kol tov. I'm blessing that you will be able to accomplish this. Oh, then he says an entirely different understanding. And this is very much shayach today, erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. Al derech zeh mevuah b'rishonim, shemitnai hatshuva hu sheyikabel al atzmo l'shmoa mehayom v'holo l'divrei machiach. Part of tshuva, repentance, is the fact that we're makabel upon ourselves to change. V'yach derech zeh perish harav Rabbeinu Yonah. The mission of us, kol shamas of merubin mechachmasa v'zeh haperish. Yelchu v'yasu zesha omr nasa kodem nishman. Someone who says, nasa, I will do it before I will listen. Ki ha kabbalah nechshav tekev la'asiyah. The kabbalah, just agreeing that I'm going to change, it's as if I already started. What is the bracha? That you will listen. If you just agree right now, only in the world of Ben Adam Lamakam, only in the world, really, between an idea of tshuva, just a kabbalah, it's enough. It's enough, it's a haskalah. It's really true in every part of the world. You always have to make a kabbalah. It's the beginning, but as far as you know, you make a kabbalah that I'm going to help you. All right, very good. It's a haskalah, but you gotta, but it's much more in tshuva, and tshuva is just a kabbalah. Just a commitment. Aval b'haklala nemar im lo tishmu, haynim tavru chas v'shalom. Only thinking about it when it comes to an Avera, that itself is not an Avera. As opposed to the world of the coming to a mitzvah. The Siva Shalom points to a third beautiful idea. And the klolim lo sishmu. Yeshlom amashe dikta mefarshim bepsukim eila reishis beomerei. First of all, what is the lashon rei? Hello, ayri bedavar hanira. We're not talking about something which you can see. Otsar chbeer shechosev v'nishne gimel pomim halashon hayom. And this is really what he's going to focus on. Why do you keep on saying the word hayom? Re'ya nochi nosei lefnechem hayom. Es habracha asher tishmu l'mesos Hashem lekev asher nochi mitzav eschem hayom. V'aklol asher nochi mitzav eschem hayom. Ma mashmos be'omra hayom. V'chein omro anochi nosein. Ma shayich lashon nesina bracha klola. Lashon nesina of giving in the bracha of klola. Halo einzu nesina. Mamashas kedova hanitza miyad liyad. V'gam shorei nosein ba'ein yafa hu nosein. Ma shayich in nesin l'gabe klola. V'yesh loma. So now the Nesiva Shalom is saying something very beautiful for us. First of all, no one is the same. Every day a person changes, and every individual is different from the fellow individual. I can't be mataking for you, and you can't be mataking for me. Beautiful idea that with modem. You can't have someone else say modem for you. You can't have someone else give shevach v'hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that you have to do. Shevach v'hodah is something which is part of the Jew. Yehuda, apam oda. It comes from the word. That's a whole idea who we are. To give shevach v'hodah, to say thank you, to have a karas atov. And same thing here, you cannot be matan. There's a certain thing, everyone is their own man or woman. And every individual is given in this world a particular task. A shlichus ha'elyona, a shlichus from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be metaken one idea, one thing. Shabavur zeh horiduhu min ha'olam ha'elyon lemata le'olam hazeh. And for that purpose you were brought down into this world. V'yaf Adam echad miyom brias ha'olam en yachol etakin es ha'shalol etakin. And everyone has the ability to be metaking that one aspect that you were given the burden to be metaking. V'yesh lomash al zeh koi inyan re'eyo nochi nosein levnechem hayom bracha klala. That's not talking about mitzvahs. It's not talking about schar ba'onish. Ella al hashlichus hamyuchedes v'tafket ha'odam be'olamo. Dafka the shlichus, dafka your task to do this. Habracha hagadola b'yosei hikashe yehudim yamalei shluchotso ha'elyona metakin oso inyan sheba avura yorad le'olam. The bracha, the great bracha, is that when you accomplish what you are to accomplish, haklola hi im einu metaken eshluchaso hamyuchedas shehi oved v'amo b'chol shivim v'chol shenos of all of 70 years with shlichus shenoda lo tikun. Very similar idea, Rav Kook. Rav Kook said at the end of the Shmona Esrei and Yom Kippur, we talk about that we're not roi acharish and atzarti better than ishnah, but now that I did, even now that I created, I still didn't accomplish. So what is the problem? Is that Rav Kook explains? He says, I was born in this period of time. It wasn't for me to be born in the 1500s and the 1400s and the 1200s. I was born in this period, in this time, 1958, 60, whatever your birthday is. And you have a particular task in this man. Not in the Zman from before. You were designated to come in this man for a particular takana, for a particular purpose. That is the bracha. Re'eya nochi nosein lefnechem hayom bracha. Today you have a bracha. The bracha is for you to be metaking something. God created a world and he gives you good and bad in order for you to succeed in what you have to succeed in. Kol hanhaga shekadosh baruch hu manig as adam, every hanhaga that kadosh baruch hu gives to man, v'chol tenaya chayim she adam nosen b'hem, hakol osa kadesh yudu yuchel l'malei es hashlichus sheba avura yorah le'olam. Baal Shem Tov, and I said this a number of times, and Baal Shem Tov says that Baskol comes every day and he says shuv banim. And someone says, but no one ever heard this Baskol. And what is the purpose of having a Baskol if no one can hear it? Baal Shem Tov says, of course, every day. You do hear it. You see it. You stump your toe. Something happens to your life. You don't realize it's a shlichus from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You were going to the right. I want you to go to the left. That's the same idea here. She'ein adam yodeya ma shlichus b'michad. This is true. We don't know. Look at your surroundings. Look what's going on in your life. Look at all the hints. Look at the opportunities. And then it will dawn on you. That's exactly what I was here to do. Everything was a hint. Everything was a message. Ki Kadosh Baruch Hu Hatov Hametiv Nosan Es Kol Tenai Hachayim Halalu Shadavka Ayadam Yuchel Lamalei Eshlichus Baolam. That is the inyan, zehu inyan of bracha klala. Es habracha asher tishma'u. The bracha is tishma'u. What does that mean? Asher tishma'u. Tachlis habracha hi kasher yehudim emalei eshlichus baolam. Asher tishma'u, if I could just add, asher tishma'u, if you will listen to the Baskol, listen to all of the messages that have been given to you. You were put here for a reason, and everything in your life is an experience. It teaches you something. B'chol inyan habracha v'haklolo omer kan ko'i alzeh. So often you don't even realize life throws you curves. You thought that the most important thing is for you to work for a particular individual, to be employed in a particular industry, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out. I'm thinking now, just joining me is Rabbi Tenla, Zatzal. Couldn't get into medical school because it was a period of time we weren't allowed Orthodox Jews to get into medical school. Imagine if Reb Tenla became a doctor. He would have probably been a great doctor. But we wouldn't have Rabbi Tenla as a Rav. His whole life was the fact that he was denied an opportunity to become a doctor. I'm sure there are millions of stories like this, of where you assume that this is the derech that God chose for you, but it wasn't. And something happened, he was sent into a different derech. Asher tishma'u, if you will listen to the hints, you'll be able to succeed in a different area. Another idea in our parsha. Shivas yam tochal olav matzos. The end of the parsha goes again, talking about all of the yom tovim. And it says, by Pesach Shivas Yavim Tochal of Matzos Lachem Oni Ki Bechi Pazon Yotza Me Eretz Mitzrayim. Laman Tizkor Es Yom Tzeizcha Me Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. We see from here, Hare Shamavad Chiyuv Zechiras Etzem Yitzis Mitzrayim. Not only do you have to hear, not only do you have to remember the fact that we were taken out of Mitzrayim, Nosef gam tzivu l'skar l'doros olam shahoysa yitzia b'chipozon. You got to remember, we're taking out b'chipozon in a second. V'tzarech levar ma hi hato'eles v'hatova hagdola sheyesh b'oso chipozon. Ad she'oleinu l'hashrish zos b'kevena kol yimei chayena. What is the idea? What is the secret? What is that? What is the essence of the remembrance of the Kippazon? Uviyose Yeshak Shoshahri Matsinu Lagabe Gulu Atida Lavo. Hey, Rabbi Mirisha Nama Bakilo Bikipazon Taitu, Mashra Shahad of Tvang, Shataheya Gulu Benachas Vilobibhilos of Bimura. So we know in the future is going to be a little bit more, you know, relaxing. Mavara Hagoyan Gesav Sofer. Shirata Kadosh Baruch Hu Shenucha Lizchazay Tamid B'midas Habitachon by Kadosh Baruch Hu. We do this. The reason why we're supposed to remember Chipazon is to teach us an amazing idea of Bitachon, of trust, of dependence in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shehuzanu Mefarnes Takol. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives us all. Alkein Tzivinu Lizchor Sheyetzim Mitzrayim B'Chipazon. They didn't take, they didn't even take, you know, additional food. They just went out. They ran out. What are you gonna eat tomorrow? That is the hamana, that is the belief to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that we ran out, be'erez lo zeruah, and the erez that was not planted. And that's how every of koach for every man. We too have to think like this, that God Himself can save us in any second, and be talking to be too. To, that He will indeed save us. I will add to this so you understand it a little bit with an idea from the Orachayim HaKadosh, Re'ei Anochi. A person has to see the Anochi within himself. Has to see the Anochi within his fellow man. You have to see the greatness within yourself. That was the idea that we were saying also with the Nesiva Shalom, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom, the task that you have. Don't you understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a task? You're a Shliach of Hashem. You can't be Mataken someone else, and he can't be Mataken you, because you have a unique obligation that was given to you from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you believe that, you understand this idea of the Ksav Sofer, why are we saying Bechi Pazon? To understand just as in that moment, how in the fact that God saved us, In a second, in a split second, so too we can save you. And why? Because each individual has their own matara, their own shlichas, their own kedusha, their own holiness, their own greatness. Re'ei anochi, see the anochi within yourself. And that's that would be a beautiful, beautiful svarim and musa for us to take as we begin the Chodesh Elul. One other idea. This parsha also talks about lo sisko dedu. And it says in Devarim banu matem l'Hashem lokechem lo sisko dedu. From here we know the whole idea of lo sisko dedu. We shouldn't have different menhagim in the same shul. Different batei dinim is one thing, but not in the same shul. It shouldn't look like we're two different Torahs. It's a beautiful idea from the Tziv. We know everyone holds that two batei dinim, of course, you can have two different minhagim. Upiske halacha shonim. But this has to be understood. Sha'afa gav, shebechi hai gavna, ein l'chushi yira hadava k'shtei toros, Nevertheless, everyone has a different minhag, but it looks like we're not unified. There's not a sense of unity. Soloveitchik said this a number of places and a number of based on different psukim. Once mentioned, Halavai, we're so lucky. Rome, at certain points, was thinking about what religion to take on. There were many Jews at the time. There were Christians. And Rome was considering taking on the official religion to be of Judaism. He says, can you imagine what would have been? Torah wouldn't have been here the way it is today. Who knows where it would have been? They would have insisted on one idea, one thought. They wouldn't have allowed to have machlokas. There wouldn't have been a Gemara. What are you talking about? This is the rules. These are the laws. It would have been detrimental to Judaism. And here we have the Netziv is taking on this idea. Aval adayin chasa achdus be'avodas Hashem l'chora adav yosa shekol b'nei Yisrael b'chol ha'olim yadu zakarish b'yofan achad. Isn't it better? The answer is no. Ge'ish echa b'lev echad. In the Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim, he says, Mikan sha'anu shoa from la'achdus bi'avdus Hashem v'lo la'achidus. Yeah, we want to have unity. Everyone wants to be avodas Hashem. But not unification of one idea. K'mo sheyesh b'tzava kama mine chayalim. Kol sug ha'machloka yesho tafke miyuchot shonim echaveiro. Everyone has their own purpose. Everyone has the army is one thing, the navy is another, air force is a third idea. But if we all do the same, we're not going to succeed. The idea is that the Yud Beis Sha'arim, there are different ways to do the Yavoda. Again, so beautifully backed in the Nesivah Shalom, each one has their own task. And therefore, each one has to have their own derech. Yes, within halachic boundaries. But there can't be a unification of one idea. Chavetz Chaim is hinting to a different idea of the Yetzer Hara. The Sefer Shalom points out, how do you know what your task is? Says, well, what is your great taiva? Everyone has a certain taiva. The greater taiva, the greater Yetzer Hara that you have for a particular area, that's your task to overcome that. Here too, it's nogei l'kiyum ha-mitzvah sheyesh kama minei drachim yavodas Hashem. There are many different drachim, and if I have a certain netiyah one way, that netiyah should be allowed for me to follow it. V'kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam kedoshim, b'vad shekulam osim b'yim of yira v'tzonkanam. Just a derech agav, beautiful idea to think about when he's saying shachas. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam yibarim, kulam osim b'yim of yira. You have to add the word. ubelvad, provided. Kula mosem be aim of yira ratzon konam. As long as you're doing it with the yira, aima, to do the ratzon konam. So there's so often we find so many ideas that people are introducing into orthodoxy. And it's true, kulam ahuvim, kulam marurim, kulam gedoshim. And they're all doing this, the shame shamayim, innovation, etc., etc. But sometimes they don't have the yira in their decision making. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is adding. U bilvad, shekulam osim bi'aim of yira ritzon konam. U meshabdim libam lavihim shavashamayim, and to subjugate your heart to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this beautiful idea in the beginning of the Netziv, says this was Shebezeh To Anshei Dor Haflaga. Shalom Niskala Avonam Behedya Rakosu Vehi Kol Aret Safa Achas. What a beautiful idea of the Netziv. Vehi Kol Aret Safa Achas. At one line, what is so terrible? We all spoke English. We all spoke Hebrew. Udvarim achadim, v'tircha mifarshim lahavin omek to usam shaldor haflaga, kivin shahoyim mitzuyanim kemalas achdus. Is this beautiful? They're all in achdus of unity. Kosav and etziv, be'emek davar. Ba'asher ein deyus b'nei adam shavim chashashu shalo yatsu b'nei adam medeyuzuvi memachshava acheres. They didn't tolerate pluralism. They didn't tolerate independent thought whatsoever. They didn't let people travel. And if they had the incorrect thought, you didn't follow the rules, you'd burn them. Nimso hayu dvarim achdom shebeinayim, l'rosh achlitul harog es mi shelo yachshev kedatam. That was the Anshei Dor Haflaga Hashkiso Es Mala Achdus Asher Shafchu Kol Echel Udabel Achshav Kefero. It was terrible. It was horrific. Everyone had the same, the Machshava. Vazeh Machu Kol Shemetz Shagilyon Amgayven Kemen Hagas Achayim. And then he goes on. He says, Kamo Shekosav Netziv says in Emek Davar, continuing the Psicha, Bechurban b'ayisheni shol yitzadikim v'chasidim v'amalei Torah. B'mnei sinas chinam shebelibam ze'ezeh choshto was misha ro. Shenoi shol kedatam b'yiris Hashem shetuki v'yapikoros. Wow. Tziv says, what was the cause of it? They were all tzadikim, they were learning Torah. They so intolerate, they had no tolerance for another individual's independent thought, to the point that if a person did something, a minor difference between what they do and that, they say, oh, it must be an apikoros, must be a tzaduki. That the idea of the re'ei anochi nosein lefneichem hayom. Person has to see the anochi within himself. He has to see the fact that he was chosen to do a certain mataris, a certain tafkid. And because he has this tafkid, he has to understand that ra'eyon nochin is never bracha. There's a bracha to you that I'm going to give you the ability to succeed in this tafkid. And therefore, he has to believe in the parsha of Bichi Pozon to say that no matter what is going on in your life, Bichi Pozon, the Geula, the Yeshua, whatever you need can come in a second. Why? Re'ei Anochi, because there is Anochi within you, a shlichus, a particular tafkid. And finally, what the Netziv is offering, Re'ei Anochi, then you have to see the Anochi within someone else. And each individual has their own matar in this world. Each individual has his own challenges. Each individual has the ability to follow the Derech Hashem, but his Derech may not be your Derech. That doesn't make him an apikoros. Doesn't make him a tzaduki. What a beautiful idea, a beautiful message for the Haskalah of understanding the beginning in the Chodesh Elul, in order to do tshuva, the Alexander Rav, all you have to do is Im Tishmu. Just start. Just take a Kabbalah. Take a Kabbalah of seeing the Anochi within oneself and seeing the Anochi within others. Seeing the Matara, what you can accomplish, and believe in the Matara of what someone else can accomplish.